Avant de débuter ce programme, je tiens à vous préciser qu'il s'agit de propositions d'élèves et non d'engagements pris par l'établissement. Bonjour et bienvenue sur Le Fil, la radio du cours maintenant. Nous nous retrouvons aujourd'hui pour un programme spécial préparé avec des élèves de Madame Corée, le Maintenant Green Challenge. Chaque lundi, pendant 4 semaines, des élèves de seconde 1 et seconde 2 vont nous proposer des défis en faveur de la protection de l'environnement. Dans ce premier numéro, un groupe d'élèves de seconde 1 nous parle du recyclage de nos téléphones portables.
Hi everybody, today we present you our team for the Maintenant Green Challenge. I'm with Marilys and Leonor. Before we start, Marilys, can you explain what's Maintenant Green Challenge?
Yes, Valentin, to begin, the Green Challenge comes from the Cambridge University of London. It consists in reducing our environment's impact during a given period.
Okay, Leonor, now explain the challenge we have chosen.
We have chosen the theme of phones recycling, the green phones. It consists in setting recyclable bins, especially for our phones. Our school has already spaces dedicated to recycle plastics, but not for phones, so we decide to install bins only dedicated to recycling our phones.
Arthur, can you explain the benefit that our project can bring to the school and the planet?
To begin, we know a phone tail is made of 2.4% copper and aluminium, 5.4% steel, 9.6% glass, 23% for lithium, 24.1% mixture between copper and plastic, and 34.9% of plastic. The cell phone is not biodegradable. This is where the benefit of recycling phone is. It is an exceptionally useful ecological gesture to fight against environmental pollution. Did you know that a cell phone battery can contaminate 6,000 liters of water? Did you know that your mobile contains toxic materials? Throwing your cell phone in the trash contributes to the pollution of the planet. This will make it possible to recover precious material as well as components and plastic to make other objects. If the mobiles are in good condition, they are put on the market and resold at a low price. Giving objects a second life is also a form of recycling.
There are several organizations that manage waste treatment. The objective is to experiment with an independent economic model to make people work, to inform those who throw their cell phones in nature and to find better solutions together. 25 million mobiles are replaced each year. The recycling days are organized by Orange, brand the famous French telecommunication brand to collect 45,000 used cell phones. This year, Orange hopes to collect 100,000 phones in 3 days.
Please, Louison, can you explain to me where the phone go and what is the obstacle?
The difficulties of this challenge are that teenagers will have to play the game and obviously to have the director's agreement. It is necessary that the companies accept to recycle our phone. This challenge is that the teenager will have to play the game as well as the director Mr. Founier give us his agreement for this project. Moreover, the companies want to recover our used phone and batteries.
To conclude, we believe that our project can really bring and change for the better the daily life of the students of the establishment. They will be doing a good deed by simply throwing their old phone in a trash can. This simple gesture, if we take the daily reflex, will be a real benefit for the environment and on our planet and therefore on our future.
Have a nice Maintenant Green Challenge!
Merci à tous. À lundi prochain pour un nouveau défi.